it's good to have good to have 3 points out of the four, you know, and get a good start made to the league. We have a number of players back, Miles, that we wouldn't have had, you know, and we continue to get maybe one back every week for the last number of weeks, which is great. Like, and I suppose David Walsh was able to play yesterday and last night, and Michael Haggerty played last night, and they weren't involved for the last number of weeks and stuff like that. So that was good. And Martin McElhenney came into the team last night and done a very good job for us in the middle of the park and stuff. So we'd be happy that you know, as I say, as we build towards the summer, that we're moving towards a situation where we're getting a good squad of players together. And I suppose my job at this stage of the game is just to try and identify the guys, you know, who can do a job for us come the summertime, Miles.
I presume you're looking for versatility. You're without a number of midfielders. Maybe some would say all of your recognised midfielders, but you seem to get over that problem by, well, adapting. You know, that's what will build a panel for you.
Well, it was very encouraging, you know, that you know, the lads that were called upon could go and do a job, you know. And I suppose what we really focused on was trying to deliver a performance, you know. And it's a tricky one from my point of view, Miles, because we need to be honest and look at the squad in relation to building towards the summer, because you need to know who you have, who you really have, you know, before you would play them in championship football. So you have to take a look at most players and give them a chance. And so you're trying to do that and marry that with picking up enough points in the competition, you know. So we'd be very happy from that point of view that we've been able to secure 3 points and, as I say, get a chance to look at some new faces.
From your own team point of view, you know, are they beginning to play the way you'd like Donegal to play?
Well, I would say it's probably yes. You know, as the longer the game went on, you know, yesterday we felt that they were sort of taking a lot of the information that we've been giving them and started to embed into a game plan. And the longer the game went on, the more comfortable they seemed to be doing that, you know. So, you know, it's one game, Miles. That's the thing about it, you know. And football's all about consistency. Well, if you're talking about a game plan anyway, you know, it's all about consistency. And so, you know, although it was great to win last night, really, it's a completely different challenge for us next week now. And it's a very physical team we're coming up against, and a team that has been in the last 3 All-Ireland quarterfinals and in the semi-final of the All-Ireland this year past there. So it's going to be a very tough assignment, and a different style of play as well, far more direct, far more aggressive, a lot of big men in the half forward line and in the middle of the field. So it's a completely different challenge for us, and we'd probably just have to try and look at that challenge now and plan for it for next weekend. And as I say, continue to look at players and can continue to build towards the 15th of May and see can we pick up some points next weekend again.
Tyrone were suggesting that was the strongest physical team from Donegal for a long period of time. Are you glad to hear that?
You're trying to develop players, and you know, when you, part of that development process, you know, is you're developing a game plan. You're also trying to develop speed in a team. You're trying to develop strength in a team, you know, and it is important. And then obviously the technical skills of the game, and you know, we are working on that area like every other team in the country, I suppose, at this stage of the game. There's very few teams now at the minute that aren't highly conditioned, and I think the Donegal supporters will see that next Sunday when Kildare come to Letterkenny. And that's kind of the benchmark of where it's at, Miles, at the minute, you know. And Kerry, Cork, Dublin, you know, they, Armagh, they're phenomenally physical teams, you know. And I would feel that, you know, although that we have a number of strong lads, you know, with maybe a good bit of power about them as well, that we probably will still be significantly behind the top teams in the country, you know.
Well, you had a vision, Jim, when you took on this job. You knew it was going to be difficult. At this stage of the season now, are you happy with the position that you're in?
Well, I suppose it would be, you know. I mean, sometimes people, you know, get very disappointed when they get beat, you know, and maybe get too excited when they won, you know. And for me, it's, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to identify players, we're trying to see if they're good enough, and we're trying to test them out, and we're trying to build towards the summer, and that's the only thing that's important. Obviously, we're trying to pick up as much points along the way, you know, and I've said that a couple of times now, but that's definitely what's in our head, and that's the approach that we're taking. And, you know, it's my first year in charge, Miles, you know, so all the players, even though that I would have played against them and with them, maybe some of them, all the players are new in this environment and this setup, you know, so everybody has to be looked at. And so from that point of view, it's the only approach we can take, you know, and the fact that we've got 3 points now by that approach is it's probably a bonus at this stage in the season, yes.